Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia, and I'm here with my favorite person, one of my favorite short people, I will say. Ambria, how you doing, girl? Okay. Great, I hope. So today on the show, it's been, well, what can I say? Definitely, I know everybody be asking why we didn't do the show yesterday. Had a few technical difficulties, but everything is all right today, and I have special news for you, some from yesterday and some not from yesterday, but it's going to be great anyway. So first, happy Martin Luther King Day, everybody. Ambria, how was your day?
Well, my day was pretty chill. I was over at my aunt's house earlier, and we actually just got back not too long ago. I've just spent time with the fam, that's all.
That's great. Speaking of Martin Luther King Day, and you know, I really did say everything happened for a reason. You guys know we weren't able to do the show yesterday because something was happening, but something actually came up, and I was like, oh, thank God I didn't do the show today. And also, today, guys, you know, we're talking about, most importantly, all the things about the Oscars. I know y'all heard about that. And since it's Martin Luther King Day, and he fought so much for justice, it's no better day to talk about it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. Meek Mill is in trouble once again. Some people just never learn, I guess. Also, you guys, one of your favorite reunions that you've been waiting for forever is finally coming. For all of you Chipotle fans, especially Vanessa, I have a little bad news for you, and more people coming out gay, and it just happens to be a Disney star, so the devil is working in the world. Ain't that right, guys?
Yes, he is. I'm going to
stop. Yes, he is, Lord. But I'm going to still praise you, God. I don't care. Anyway, you guys, I want to first start off by saying rest in peace. This is serious. So many people have died over the weekend, and today I just found out the guitarist for the band Glenn Frey died today at 67. He had so much stuff going on, and God bless his heart. Yesterday, Clarence Reed, a.k.a. Blowfly, died of terminal liver cancer. He was 77, and he was actually the original Dirty Rapper. I know y'all like to thank Two Live Crew and WA. You know, they were pioneers too, but he was like the first Dirty Rapper, and he passed away. But for all of you fans, his final album will come out in February. Also, this broke my heart. You know Celine Dion, no doubt one of the best singers ever. Her older brother, Daniel, passed away of cancer. He was 59 years old. But the most sad thing about this is 2 days prior to her brother dying, her husband died of cancer. So that is crazy, isn't it? Jesus.
Oh, really? After
her. You lose two people, your husband and brother, in the same, like, same period of time over the same disease. Just so sad. And of course, Alec Rickman, best known as actor Snape in the Harry Potter franchise, died of pancreatic cancer Thursday. He was 69. I can't talk about all these deaths. They really get to me. I mean, you know, they say it's great. You're actually supposed to be sad sometimes when people are born into the earth and happy when they die because they're with God. Hopefully, if they made it to heaven, I pray all these people did. But we do the exact opposite. It seems like it, right? But I just, my heart goes out to these people. I pray for them. But let's get into birthdays. I'm not going to stop. First off, you guys know him from Ignite at Night. Jordan's birthday today. You will not believe how old he is.
21?
Don't say my age.
Nope. Jordan is... old. He is old. He would be considered a pedophile being with us little girls because he's so old, but I'm just kidding. Shout out to Jordan. Jordan, what you got to say to the people?
Just blessed to see another birthday.
Yeah. Let's thank God for that. All these people done died.
What you saying, man? I didn't know he was
all these
years
old.
No.
Yeah?
I mean, all these people died, and you're here, Jordan. You saw Nadir, so bless. Be thankful.
Also, yesterday, my auntie, Tammy, her birthday was yesterday. She turned 18. Love her so much, my little twin sometimes. Betty White turned 94. Jim Carrey turned 54. Steve Harvey turned 57. Oh, wait, my mistake. He turned 59. I'm sorry. It was written right down here on the paper, but still I said the wrong thing. He's 59. Steve Harvey. I have a little some. You'll like this news about Steve Harvey. He finally set the record straight, and I'm going to tell you what he said later on. Legendary boxer Muhammad Ali turned 74. Calvin Harris, 32. Him and Taylor Swift, I bet they balled out yesterday. Ray J, the man who made Kim Kardashian who she is today, turned 35. Kid Rock, 45. Maury, we all know Maury. You are not the father, turned 77. James Earl Jones, 85. For all of you women, especially African-American, Vidal Sassoon, the hairstylist with the blow dryers, hair products, everything, he passed away 2012, but his birthday was yesterday. Benjamin Franklin as well. And the day before that, Aaliyah, Sade, Kate Moss, SKA Twigs, and Debbie Allen. These Capricorns are turning up, aren't they? Wow. Happy birthday.
You only got it.
For those
we always have to start the year off right.
Yeah, I guess so. Because the show looks a lot, y'all. And for those of y'all who didn't hear the show on, it was Saturday when I did some special songs by Aaliyah and Sade, make sure you go check that out. I'm going to finish more of the countdown today with a few more songs, but check it out last Saturday if you didn't see it. It's a good episode. You'll find out information you probably didn't know about them. You'll like it.
For real, though.
First.
For real, though.
Before.
What? For real, though. I'm going to tell my age because I look good for my age. I overlook my age.
Yeah, you really don't. Tell them how old you are. No, wait. Find out how old Jordan is after this song. I was going to play this yesterday, but celebrate my auntie's, you know, her birthday. This is like her favorite song, I think. So here it is. Happy birthday. Well, belated birthday, Tammy. It's her favorite song. And I am going to play it after this stops tripping. But yeah, she's in Alabama. Jordan's in Alabama. Jordan, why don't y'all throw like a dual party together or something? That should be fun. Right?
I don't know.
I was waiting for that. What are you doing today?
Man, I might go to the casino later on.
Casino, oh Lord. You've been around. Tammy's law. Let's not talk about gambling. Those three people won the lottery.
My brother played the lottery. Yeah, my brother played the lottery.
How much money did he lose?
He lost like $12.
Well, there we go. Find out Jordan's age after this song. Here is my auntie's turn-up song. I dedicate this to you, Jordan, too, because you may feel this way. Here is I Always Feel Like My True.
See, y'all, nigga, I'm tripping because I'm on this doja. I'm going to sprinkle to the noise. Y'all tripping. One reason I'm spitting this game to y'all.
If you are offended by cursing, you may want to turn this down. But since it's my auntie's and Jordan's birthday, they curse all the time. They love to. I dedicate this to them. This is a little explicit Ignite at Night.
Follow me, man. Take another route. Don't somebody have to keep your eyes open, fool.
I'm always feeling like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid. I can't sleep. I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these lookings out to get me, man.
I always feel like somebody's.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these laws and these lookings out to get me, man. I ain't never had nothing in my whole life. I'm from the ghetto, grew up on Asian rice. I'm paranoid, I can't sleep cause I done stole the key. Beep out the window, unmarked, crawl after me. My little homie downstairs out of 5-0. But I ain't running from no motherfucking white folks. I got the AK spray, looking with the gun. Still looking to holler, goddamn, I hit him in the trunk. The dog kicking, but a nigga ran through the black. That's when I seen Dope and Willie in the Cadillac. He said, D, where you going, man? Get in. Put the gap to his head, said, Interstate 10. Play it all, play it all. I think these walls and these looking out to get me, man.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these looking out to get me, man.
I was pulling up out the driveway, car been parked since Friday. I looked and looked back, it wasn't there, but I saw him follow him on the highway. And I today know that I'm a blast. See, I don't know what in it because the car was window was tinted. And I be seeing this shit ain't there. It ain't there, but I be seeing this. I be places without being seen there, but being seen places without even being there. And it seems like I'm in a different time zone. This dope gang cocaine got my mind gone. My mind gone, be having nightmares every day. I be woke, but I be sleep. I licked the shot, but I turned around and it was me. It got me knowing. It got me knowing. It got me knowing. But I ain't paranoid.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid. I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these looking out to get me, man.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these looking out to get me, man.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these looking out to get me, man.
I'm paranoid than a fugitive because I choose to live. Pro-life when it comes to my Ruger 9 zone. I saw all them haters with the scandalous plots. The red dot marks the spot for my 19 shots. Thought I forgot the way they did your boy. That's why I'm never on these streets without my plastic toy. They wanna trap me, kidnap me, duct tape my mouth. Torture me until I tell them about my man and point the dope house out. I used to be about the same drama games. That's why I'm two steps ahead of all you gutter brains. You know the name, Mia X, the biggest mama. Ghetto Sarah Lee at the stove and Betty Rocker when I chopper for show. The evil eyes be watching. Cause me always trying to get in the best player spotted. Knocking motherfuckers' heads off it. Crisscrossing, throwing most out. Then Morton when he raises pores. Lord, with his frog tongues, they're trying to get me slung. On my back, gotta watch them jealousy act so black. My eyes be in the front and the back and on the sides peeping. For all them crooks that be out creeping, I feel they watching me.
They watching us. But true soldiers don't die, we multiply. Keep an open eye for them haters.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these lookings out to get me, man.
I always feel like somebody's watching me.
I'm paranoid, I can't sleep, I'm in the dope gang. I think these walls and these lookings out to get me, man.
Alright, that wasn't too dirty now, was it? That's like the song. Shout out to them. Now, Jordan, these people have been waiting so long. Some 13-year-old girls may want to get with you, but you need to set the record straight before you go to jail. So tell the people, how old are you, Jordan?
I look 18, but I'm 22.
22 and legal, yes. And I'm not even legal yet, so. Amber, wait, I have a quick question, guys. Are you considered legal at 18 or 21? I always get that confused.
18, you are considered legal.
But like at 21, you can buy alcohol and stuff. You can buy alcohol and cigarettes and stuff like that.
Okay. So everybody's legal but me. But that's okay. The younger, the better, right? But yes, Capricorns are hitting it. So let me tell y'all what's also hitting these movies. Well, of course, this should be no surprise. Ride Along 2 is number one. Have y'all seen that?
No, I'm not spending money to see that.
I'm a bootlegger.
Why not? Yeah, my mom said she didn't like the first one like that. She didn't think it was that good. I don't know.
I mean,
why don't
all
you
right.
see it, Andrea?
I don't know. I feel like that was the type of movie that just should be left alone with the first one.
I get it.
I don't want to sound like a hater.
I'm going
to see it. No, Jordan ain't going to bootleg it. That's what he's going to do. He's going to bootleg it. He ain't going to pay for nothing. I was just about to ask him, have you bootlegged it yet?
No, they don't got it on the website, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who did go see it, shout out to you for supporting, you know, Slack Folk. Made over $39 million, over $42 million worldwide, and it met its production budget. It cost $40 million to make it, so it already made its money back. So shout out to y'all, keep doing it. Number two, The Revenant. Leonardo DiCaprio made over $29 million. Its worldwide gross is over $151 million, and it made its money back. Its production budget was $135 million. That's a lot of money, y'all, when y'all think about it. Like, all of that money it costs to make one simple movie, that's a lot of money. And a lot of people don't
make
be nowhere near that.
I'll make me a movie.
Yeah. And number three, of course, Star Wars, The Force Awakens. $25 million. Over $25 million this weekend. It's still doing good. You know, it grossed over $1 billion, and it only had a production budget of $200 million. $200 million. Money, 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 money. Well, let's talk about two rappers who may or may not have a lot of money. Ambria got the juice on that. Ambria, what's going on between Meek Mill and 50 Cent?
You asking me? Well, let me tell you. So, I really don't know how the beef got started, but on Instagram, 50 Cent.
I do.
Who did what? Because all I saw was 50 Cent was posting stuff about Meek Mill, and Meek Mill posted a whole story about 50 Cent, and then Meek Mill just ended it like, you know, watch your who you hang around or something like that.
Meek Mill started it. Meek Mill, why do you keep starting stuff you cannot finish? 50 Cent, you can't, come on now. So Meek Mill, he released his mixtape, 4-4, it had four tracks
EP.
On it. And he,
EP.
EP, well, mix. I call it a mixtape. That's what it seems like. I didn't even know about the mixtape. All I knew was about the beef, but I did my background research. He released 4-4, it had four songs on it. And I guess after he didn't win the battle with Drake or Future, he decided to go after somebody he thought he was going to win. And he ultimately
Drake on
failed.
AP too.
He, well, and yet no one knows about it, really. So he dissed 50 Cent with the song Give Him Hope. And you could, he was really throwing shots. He kept saying stuff about people, like a certain rapper going off on people on Instagram, talking about, I got 50 reasons, and 50 this, 50 that, you know it's 50 Cent. Then 50 Cent reposted a funny Instagram picture with a turd with Meek's eyes, face and nose, and it looked like Meek Mill, I will say. He said, LMAO, hey, SHIT head, your career is already over. You better focus on getting Nicki pregnant so you can at least get child support. Just that alone, I feel like it just, the beef should have stopped right there. Because no matter what Meek Mill replied with, it was over. Amber, you want to tell us what else happened? What else was said?
Well,
I guess not.
Hold on, wait. As far as I know, all I know is Meek Mill was had made like one or two posts when he was just like, your career, he just basically told him that his career is over. And that, I don't know, Meek Mill really didn't say too much. Meek Mill wasn't really going back and forth. Meek Mill just kind of made like small comments. But 50 Cent was just posting like a lot of memes, a lot of funny ones. It was just like, oh, like you said, SHIT head, blah, blah, blah.
I mean, what can Meek Mill say? 50 Cent is just, you know, 50 Cent may not have all the hits he used to, but he definitely has more than Meek Mill. He's definitely so many albums. He definitely has better songs than Meek. Meek Mill just go after the wrong people, and it's like for what?
I mean, personally, I don't like 50 Cent, so I don't really care.
50 Cent, 50 Cent came at Meek Mill because in one of his songs, he was like, 50 Cent had snitched on Rick Ross. So basically, what it's saying, Meek Mill is trying to fight Rick Ross' battle.
Well, Meek Mill, don't get in the moral of this story is, people, don't get in the hole that you can't get yourself out of. Seriously, especially all these beefs. Meek Mill should learn after Drake. After Drake just did that one good song, he should have known, okay,
he didn't
I will
learn
never
after
embarrass
Drake.
Myself again.
He didn't learn after
he
Drake.
What?
He still coming after him. He didn't learn. He's still coming after him.
He really did. Just learn. Learn, Meek. Now, this should be the icing on the cake. Just stop it right here, Meek. Now, I wonder how Nicki Minaj feels, because everybody keeps saying stuff like Meek is just well, Nikki's taking care of Meek and being the man of the relationship, that has to be embarrassing. So Meek and Nikki, more for Meek.
I don't even think that she really cared, because at the end of the day, out of all the people she could have been with, she chose him. So, I mean, and most people, when they argue with Meek, the only thing they can really talk about is really Nicki Minaj. And so it's just like, okay, y'all want to sit here and talk. And about him not having money and him taking care of, her taking care of him, but at the end of the day, he still got the girl that everybody wants. So it don't matter.
I won't say that, but Nicki Minaj probably telling Drake, don't say nothing, don't respond back. Let him feel like a winner.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
At the end of the day, that's good. That relationship is still Nicki Minaj and Drake, and then Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill. At the end of the day, like I said, he still got Nicki.
But still, it feels like his whole credibility is being, because it's just being based around Nicki, because I ain't trying to throw shade. I really didn't know much about Meek Mills until the whole, first the Drake B thing. I really knew about him, and he was with Nicki Minaj. And I'm like, okay, Nicki Minaj's boyfriend. Now I think of Meek Mill, but back then it was just like Nicki Minaj. So that has to be bad if people base your whole career around a person, definitely, if it's your girlfriend. I think that's really embarrassing. I'd rather want people to know me for my music, which I'm sure people do, but most people associate Meek Mill with Nicki Minaj. It's not about his music most of the time.
All I gotta say is when his time comes, I don't want to see these same people posting these pictures talking about him. I don't want to see none of those people talking, I'm a Meek Mill fan, I mess with Meek, because his time is going to come.
Yeah.
He ain't his time.
Got talent. But until
his
time comes.
He blew it.
Well, until like I'm saying.
That's why he always names other people's names.
Yeah, like until that happens, he just doesn't need to diss other people. That's the point. Like, don't mess up a career before you can start it, basically. Don't mess it up before you can start it. Because then people are going to know about the person who can't diss other rappers without them coming back at him hard. Like, every diss battle he's probably done, everybody's saying, oh, he lost this and that. He should just focus on getting his music right before he responds. Like Iggy Azalea.
Yeah.
Iggy, Iggy ain't never respond to none of them people throwing shade at her. She knew how to do it. Well, besides
Snoop
Dogg, but she was Snoop Dogg, but she doesn't do it.
What about Azalea Banks?
Well, she probably did. Well, I don't even know about Azalea Banks, so I wouldn't know. She's so irrelevant. That's all she does. Now, that is one person who bases her career around talking about people. Azalea Banks. Come on, get it together, girl. But moving on, tired of being.
You look around.
The Simpsons, this is more of that Illuminati conspiracy stuff people say. So you all know, sadly, David Bowie and Alan Rickman died. So an old viral video of the Simpsons video came up, and it showed a video with David Bowie and Alan Rickman together on the Simpsons. And people are comparing this to, like, when Paul Walker died, the whole Fast and Furious 7, when Brian died, got hit by a car, and they're just linking it together, and that's what they're doing with this Simpsons stuff. So, just crazy. It's like a tribute video to both of them, then 3 years later, they both die, basically around the same time. But rest in peace to both of them. And I hope, Iman, definitely. You gotta pray for Iman. They were a really cute couple, her and David Bowie. Bowie, not Bowie. Why do I say Bowie? Maybe because I want a Bowie, right? Jordan, you want to be my Bowie?
No.
I was waiting for that. No, that's okay. I already got one. Ambria, real quick, guess what I had a dream about? Me and August Alsina. He was on me.
You just said you were going to leave.
I don't want it to happen. That's it. That was just my dream. I woke up. All I thought about was Ambria. I was like, ooh, that's all I'm thinking about. But moving on, you guys, so Kris Jenner finally opens about her daughter's naked pictures. Most pictures that Kardashians take are with no clothes on. Well, not most of them, but a lot of them. So this is what she said. She said a lot of the photo shoots her daughters do are cringeworthy. She said, I don't even know that they're coming out. She said, y'all know Kim's picture, the whole break the internet where her butt looked like Krispy Kreme donut? She said that at first she thought the picture was Photoshopped. She was like, where did it come from? And she said with them, she is more like a friend than a mother. She says, I don't want to be that nasty mom that's telling them what to do because I want them to take care of me when I'm old. That sounds really messed up to me. Like she's saying that she's not saying much because she wants them to, like, basically take care of her when she's old. Doesn't that sound so wrong?
You know, she's just letting them live their life. If they want to take naked pictures, go ahead.
But she says she wants them to take care of them. That's why she doesn't say much about it.
All right.
That's bad.
She help, don't. She, they
don't
have to help her.
I would never want my daughter to do that. That's so crazy to me. Anyway, guys, I'm going to keep the countdown going. When we come back, we're going to talk about the big thing, Oscar so white, so much racism going on in Hollywood and all this stuff. But first, on Saturday, and for those of you who listen, I counted down in honor of Aaliyah and Sade's birthday. I counted down some of my top songs. But here is another one by Sade, No Ordinary Love. Giant Amount of Love, No Ordinary Love by Sade. And moving on, so Oscar So White, I know a lot of y'all heard about that, and I'm going to break it down today. Now, this is what you call messed up. So, nominations for the upcoming Academy Awards came out, and not a single black artist, I would say, visionaries, directors, screenwriters, none of them were nominated, and this is the second year in a row they've done this. And what is so messed up is that the writer for Straight Outta Compton, who was white, received a nomination for writing the screenplay, but none of the directors or none of the actors received it. But and also Sylvester Stallone, who was the he co-starred in Creed with Michael B. Jordan, he received a nomination. But the director, Ryan Coogler, who came up with the whole idea and got Sylvester Stallone to do it, he didn't receive a nomination, and neither did Michael B. Jordan. And what is the most messed up part about all of this? That's all messed up. People who really deserve it. Have y'all seen Concussion by Will Smith?
No,
I
come on, Dad.
You say yes, Ambria?
No, but I did want to see it, and I actually did start watching it, but I didn't get to finish it. Yeah. Don't tell me.
No doubt, one of the best movies that came out this year. Acting was on point. Michael B. Jordan with Creed. That was definitely the movie. He did an amazing job. And Idris Elba with Beast of No Nation. Those are the three most talked about snubs, and they were definitely snubs. So, first of all, how do y'all feel about this, about really nobody in black being nominated for anything? What do y'all feel about that?
I mean, there's no secret that we live in a world full of racism, so I'm not going to say this is a racist. However, there's a lot of people that should have been nominated because these people have made the movies and different stuff. They made it what it is. So they are the reason why it's so many tickets. Like, for example, Straight Outta Compton. Nobody would want to see that if it didn't have the cast that it had. Or, you know, certain people weren't a part of it. And so I'm saying, like, just give credit where credit is due, and society doesn't do that. So it's not surprising, but it's sad.
My opinion on it, I say, like, these award shows is just BS. Like, I'm not gonna have like some trophy describe my work. I let the fans do that, so I really don't care for it. I just watch it for entertainment.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
Honestly,
I'm I don't think we need a trophy to tell us or anything to tell us that we did a good job. Because I mean, you know. Everybody knows
it is. I do agree with y'all, but then the other side of the story, everybody knows, like, well, basically in a film where an Oscar is the highest thing you can get with the recognition and everything, but it's so messed up when you know how good, like, okay, for instance, Leonardo DiCaprio, and I'm going to get into this later. He is no doubt one of the best actors of all time. He doesn't repeat any role he does. Everything he's did is just different from what he's previously done. He's amazing. That's one person who should have been got it. But now they're saying he's too good to get an Oscar, which is, and he's nominated again for Best Actor. Everybody, like, if he's going to win, but actually at the Golden Globes, him and Will Smith were both nominated for Best Actor for Drama. So that, and everybody was talking about the face of Will Smith or Leonardo, who's going to be. Of course, Leonardo got it. But at the Oscars, one thing I was really looking forward to was that same face-off, Will Smith or Leonardo. And Will Smith didn't even get nominated, and it's so messed up. Just last year, like Selma. Selma was a great movie, and I'm not just saying it's because I'm black and what it was about. That was a great movie, and no type of nomination for that, or even The Butler. Like, because I guess when the movie is so good and it doesn't, I don't know. It's just messed up. That's all I have to say. It's messed up. And so many, it's not going to be a boycott. You all know Spike Lee, famous film director. He was an actor and producer, all of that. He was like the Tyler Perry before Tyler Perry, you know, came in the 2000s. But he was awarded the Lifetime Achievement Oscar for his work. But he said he won't be attending. And he made a long Instagram post today, which you guys should go check out, talking about the Lily White Oscars and basically the same thing we're saying. He said he's going to boycott the Oscars. And Al Sharpton, he's the first person to come up with the idea of boycotting the Oscars with when the nominees came out. But my favorite person who spoke about this is the beautiful Jada Pinkett Smith, Will Smith's wife. So first yesterday, well, not yesterday, the day before yesterday, at 10:16 a.m., she posted, this is what she said, and I quote, "At the Oscars, people of color are always welcome to give out awards, even entertain, but we are rarely recognized for our artistic accomplishments. Should people of color refrain from participating altogether? People can only treat us in the way which we allow. With much respect, in the midst of deep disappointment, and Jazz." She posted that on her Facebook and Twitter page, and then today on Facebook she went a little further. She posted a video, and I really love this. Now I'm going to give you guys a little snippet, but you have to go watch it because it's so great. And she was saying, basically, we must stand in power. Begging for acknowledgement or even asking diminishes dignity and power. And when we are dignified people, and we must stand in power, have we come to a new place in time where we recognize that we can no longer beg for the love, acknowledgement, or respect of any group? Time we make programs for ourselves and acknowledge us in the ways that we see fit that are just as good as the so-called mainstream ones. And I agree with her, and I think that's how they came up with the BET Awards, you know, honoring black achievement. Y'all know what I'm saying? Like that?
Yeah,
I feel like I just went on a rampage. Yeah, and y'all know it's so funny. Chris Rock is hosting the awards, the Oscars this year, and he had posted his little promo video. He tweeted saying, "Oscars, the white BET Awards." So, you know, that is one reason I am going to watch it, because I would love, it's going to be a lot on Chris Rock they're going to make. Everybody's going to be like, what is Chris Rock going to say? Because I honestly do feel like he's going to say something about the whole white thing. Don't y'all think he going to be slick with it a little bit?
I hope he does.
I'm ready for that.
For
you know.
Like, to me, I feel like people just making a big deal out of nothing. Like I say, the fans talk about your work, not an award.
I know, but you got to think about it. Just like for artists who are singers, you know you want to win a Grammy. That's one thing that you look forward to in your career. That's like the highest acknowledgement you can get, and that's, we know what you're saying, but still, when you know
look,
you deserve something and you don't get it, you're going to feel some type of way.
Look, like, is the award going to give you, like, more money in your pocket or something?
You can't get money for winning an award. Yes, you can. Actually, you do get money for actually getting an award, if you didn't know.
No, I didn't know. But I always say, like, if I make it up there and I get an award, I ain't gonna accept it. That's just me personally.
Okay. Well, I can't wait for Jordan to win an award, and let's see him not go on stage. But, yeah, Oscar so white. So, Jada Pinkett Smith, Spike Lee, and others
stage.
Will not be attending. Jada Pinkett Smith says she will not be attending or watching, but she did shout out Chris Rock. So, Jordan, are you going to go on stage or what?
Yeah, I'm going to go on stage, but I'm not going to accept the award. I'm gonna give a speech, but I'm not going to accept it.
Okay, well, let's hope you win that award, and we'll see how it goes out. So here's another one of my favorite Aaliyah songs. It's called Messed Up, and since the people are so messed up, it's a perfect song. So
digital.
Here's Messed Up by Aaliyah.
Digital. TV. What? Digital. TV. Come back. Digital.
That I'm pretty on the
Yeah, a little bit of Miss Savalia. But let's keep what Jada Pinkett Smith had in mind. Let's keep doing stuff honoring us for our work that we've done. We don't need people to tell us how great we are, need them to acknowledge us, as long as we know that's what matters. But last night, the Critics' Choice Awards happened, and two black people won an award. Idris Elba, who should have been nominated for Oscars, he won Best Actor in a Movie Made for Television or a Limited Series for Luther, which was on BBC America. And Wiz Khalifa won Best Song for See You Again. And the same with Lily White Actors, as I said, won. Sylvester Stallone won again for Best Supporting Actor for Creed. I honestly cannot put my finger on why Michael B. Jordan was not nominated, besides the fact that he's black. So let's see what happens at the Oscars. I hope people do something about it. Democratic debate was last night, South Carolina. It was all about Hillary versus Bernie. Hope this turns well. Hillary or Bernie, I'm going for either one of you. I will be voting for Democrats this year, you guys. Let's talk about first about this Disney star coming out as gay, which brings me to our next point, as we're saying, is gay becoming a trend. Girl Meets World star Rowan Blanchard went on Twitter to come out to her fans. She said, and I quote, "In my life, only ever liked boys. However, I personally don't want to label myself as straight, gay, or whatever, so I'm not going to give myself labels to stick with, just existing." A follower asked her to specify of what if she was open to liking another gender, and she said, "Yes, open to liking any gender in the future is why I identify as queer." So she identifies as queer, and once again, gay is becoming a trend, even with Disney stars, so my children will definitely not be watching you, Disney. I was done with you after That's a Raven, and now I'm definitely in. They had a gay couple on one of the shows, too. I was like, uh-uh. A shame. Speaking of Disney on the bright side, one of our favorite reunions is coming, High School Musical Reunion. So some of the cast of High School Musical reunited to celebrate the 10-year anniversary of the movie. I feel old. 10 years. Wow, it did come out 2006. So, yeah, Zac Efron, he wasn't able to be with them due to scheduling conflicts, but he will join in on the telecast on a pre-taped message to High School Musical fans. So the special will air on Wednesday on Disney Channel at 8 o'clock p.m., so make sure you guys tune into that. Quick news, today on Steve Harvey's show, he sat down with Miss Philippines discussing the incident. He said that he'd gotten death threats from the whole thing, which, oh my goodness, went too far, and all types of niggas and stuff. But you can watch part two tomorrow, Miss Columbia. That's going to be great. Other real quick, I was a little wrong. So according to Stephen Baldwin, Haley Baldwin's dad, Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin are not dating. He said there's no label on the pair's relationship and that they're just friends. So you believers are happy. And real quick, Run-DMC will be awarded the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammy. So black people are still being acknowledged for their work. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to Ignite at Night. Tune in tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday and Wednesday for our regular show. Good night, everybody.
Digital. TV. What? Digital.